Yeah, it's important not only to stay to Utah, frankly, it's just important for national security. As a former Air Force pilot myself, I love the F-35. It's just an incredible aircraft, but it's very, very expensive, and the program has not been managed well. We're way over budget, and we're overdue, and I think the president put a little pressure on them, and Lockheed responded, and I'm glad for that, and this is, I think, good for nearly everyone.
Isn't the F-35, don't you think that's kind of the future of where, you know, advanced warfare is going in the skies, and also the future of where Hill Air Force Base is going here in Utah?
Well, it's exactly right. It's future both. I mean, as everyone knows, F-35 is bedded down there at Hill Air Force Base, the first operational squadron in the world. And you're right as well. It is the future of warfighting. I mean, you go up and talk to those pilots, and it's remarkable what this aircraft can do. You know, it doesn't matter if the other guys shoot you down in a dogfight or with missiles. If they can't see you, if they never know you're there, and suddenly you're dead before you even know that they're, you know, the U.S. warfighters are out there, that's a beautiful thing. And it's just such a other capabilities as well. It's not only the stealth, but the ability to integrate warfighting with other aircraft that are out there, the ability to share that information. I mean, just the list of the capabilities of this aircraft is really quite long.
So we're reading this morning, Congressman, that the informal budget plans for the military represent the first attempt by this administration to halt the erosion of the military's combat readiness in a way.
Yeah, and you know, I've gone through this transformation. When I first ran for Congress 4 years ago, the primary thing that drove me was our debt and our spending. And I used to say to people all the time, we can commit national suicide with our debt. And that's absolutely true. But the good news is the Republicans in Congress forced the sequester to be put in place and to adhere to that. And we really affected our debt and our spending. We made remarkable achievements in that. But over the last few years, we have begun to realize what we have done to our military. When I was in the Air Force fighting, we had 157 fighter squadrons. We've got about 55 now. Imagine that. I mean, and many of those are not combat capable. And so many in Congress and many in the administration realize we've got to affect our military. We've got to protect national interests. For heaven's sakes, that is the fundamental responsibility of the federal government, is to protect Americans and to protect our national interests. I think this administration, again, working with Congress, is going to rebuild some of those that ability to protect our interests and our warfighting capabilities.
Congressman, let me switch topics here on you and talk about what President Trump said to Bill O'Reilly over the weekend when he was talking about Vladimir Putin. Bill O'Reilly called Vladimir Putin a killer, and President Trump's response was, well, you know, we're not so innocent ourselves. Are there some things that we need to know about based on your experience in the military, things that maybe America needs to brace for? Talk to me about your reaction to what the president said.
Well, I just think the president was wrong, and I don't think he meant it at all the way that it came out. And once in a while, we do that. We'll say things and go, gosh, I wish I could go back and rephrase that. But there is no comparison. There is just simply no comparison to Vladimir Putin and the KGB thugs that he has around him and the way they lead their country. And frankly, Stalinist Russia going back for generations now. America is, as Abraham Lincoln said, the last best hope on earth. We are the brightest light that other nations look to. And again, there just is no moral comparison between the two at all. But again, I don't think that's what the president was saying. I really don't. I just think that he said it so ineloquently, but not the way it came out.
I mean, you've served in the military, and you're on the Intelligence Committee. If anyone knew that we were involved in killings that were not, done for good reasons, it would be you.
Yeah, it would be. And I'm telling you, it's just not true. It's never been true. That doesn't mean the United States hasn't made mistakes. It doesn't mean that we're perfect, because we all know that we're not, but we don't have a policy of anything that would compare with the way Russia operates nearly every day.